Hello, this is Jeff Waters from Annihilator, and you're listening to this because you waited till the end of the CD. And because the record company we just signed to for North America is releasing albums we've done, King of the Kill in 1994, Refresh the Demon 1996, Remains 1997, and the latest one, Criteria for a Black Widow, featuring the original Alison Hell vocalist and lineup. And I've been asked to make some comments on this record. And of course, I was more than happy to oblige, knowing that a lot of our hardcore fans that have been following us over the years or hadn't heard from us in quite a few years in North America might be interested in hearing a few comments about the records. So this one, Remains, let me see, I'll just go through the track listing here. Murder, that was the first track on the record, and it's, let me see, actually about, the whole album's done with a drum machine, okay, I'll be upfront about that one. I was sitting in my studio, didn't want to deal with any musicians at the time, I was grouchy, I think, having some problems in my personal life, and since I own my own recording studio, I just would sneak in there every day once my kids were at daycare, or once my kids were busy doing stuff, and try and bang off as much stuff as I could by myself. So this was a very lonely album, okay? So anyway, I was influenced a lot at the time of this record. I was quite influenced by a lot of technical stuff that my ex-wife was playing. Like, she was playing on this Daft Punk and Prodigy and all this dance stuff, and while I wasn't into that stuff, when you hear it every day and every night, you tend to get somewhat influenced by it, whether you like it or not. So I just tried experimenting with different sounds and even used some crazy keyboard noises and effects on here and that. But I still kept the heavy, heavy guitar stuff. This is really an experimental album for me. And I liked it for what it, for the time that it was written and the situation that was going on in my personal life and all that. I think there was some pretty good, darn good songs on it. It's just, I think it threw a lot of fans, especially in Europe and Japan, threw a lot of fans for a loop. They were wondering, what the hell am I doing now? Because I've always changed lineups and vocalists and production and writing styles and guitar sounds and that. But on this one, I think I changed everything except the real heavy guitar sound that I've always had. So, Murder, back to the song there. That's just a heavy song. That's about all I can say about that one. The next one's Sexecution. Just about the risk you take when you're having unprotected sex. That's a pretty straightforward message in that one. It's got a, seems like it's got some kind of White Zombie Pantera feel on that one. Let me see, No Love, the third song. This is definitely a much different song than Annihilator has done on any of the previous records. This is, I don't know, almost had a dance feel to it. Very repetitive riffing, and it's got a lot of different influences in that song, I think. Never, fourth track is, I think it's fourth track, I'm not sure, but Never is like a sort of anti-racist lyrical vibe to it. Never Forget being one of the main lyrics in that song. Just never forget what's been done in the past was my message on that one. And the music on that one's pretty freaking heavy on that one, so I like that one, of course, because it's so damn heavy. Number five, Human Remains, is just a brutal guitar sound on that one. You'll either love it or hate it. It's just, I just put all my little distortion pedals full blast and everything on my amp on full blast just to make the messiest, raunchiest, horriblest, dirtiest guitar sound I could come up with. And you can hear the guitar feedback and feeding back throughout the whole song. I like that one. It's pretty straight ahead, heavy, heavy, fast song. Dead Wrong, that one I like because it's got that walk. Pantera meets Jim Morrison, woke up this morning, bought myself a beer, or whatever the hell it is. It's got, those two songs seem to be underlying in the whole song of Dead Wrong. And I like the soloing on it. It's got, I used a wah pedal on the soloing on that song, and it's really got a good stomping, headbanging sort of groove to that one. Fun to play live. The next one I got on my list here, which may vary from the track order, Wind. That was that one's a very Canadian sounding song, I must say. It sounds, you know, a little bit of Rush influence in it, and just gradual building on that song. It starts off at a slow, quiet groove, and it just builds the whole song until the end of the song. just about relaxing, just going for a walk and trying to de-stressify or whatever. That's where I was at when I wrote that song. I think I came back from a long de-stressing walk. Tricks and Traps, that's back to more of an early Annihilator sound and style. Just a brutal, straight ahead, fast, crazy guitar and drumming song. I Want, that one seems, just at the top of my head here, that seems to be a song that's got a bit of Van Halen and a bit of Accept influence. Wolf Hoffman from Accept's one of my favorite guitar players. So that influence seemed to come out a lot in that song. And Reaction, that's a sort of a spin-off of a song we did on the first record called Human Insecticide. And Reaction is... Reaction's about... well, I'm allergic to all kinds of nuts and peanuts and walnuts and almonds and that kind of thing. And just one of the allergy reactions I had, which can be very deadly to someone like me, I just wanted to sort of recreate my allergy reaction in a song, if you can believe that one. So that's a crazy, panicky, fast Annihilator song. And then Bastiage is an instrumental I did, not thinking it would be on an Annihilator record. I've got 100 songs packed away on tapes of different styles, and, you know, from ballads to blues to techno to jazz, things like that. This one, Bastiage, was more of a, like an electronic sort of instrumental that I'd done, and some people I played it for thought, hey, that's kind of a nice way to end the record. So that is, in a nutshell, that was basically a complete solo album. Remains was a solo album. I don't think there was any other musicians on there, except for my longtime co-lyricist John Bates made some noises on a song called No Love. But other than that, it was pretty well a solo record. And let me see, I think there's a bonus track on this one. Yeah, I threw on a love song on the end of this one. I had some heavier tracks, but I figure, hey, there's a lot of other Annihilator albums after the one that you've, Criteria for Black Widow, for example, follows this record. And that's just a brutal, heavy record. So I figured, okay, on this one, I'll stick a bonus track on of a ballad I wrote. It's called It's You, and hope you like it. If you don't like ballads, well, there's lots of people that seem to like Annihilator for the melodic stuff too, so skip it if you don't like the ballady stuff. All right. Take care. Thanks a lot for your time. Hope you like this record. Hope you like the other ones, and we look forward to seeing you on tour, and we really owe you guys a big thanks for picking up the records, because we've been around since, I guess, 1984. And somehow we've ended up putting at least 9 records out, and it's all because of you guys and girls. Take care. Bye.